If you loved Anthony Alabi in our last after show, then get excited because he's back to talk episode 5 of Family Reunion with us. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome in, AfterBuzzers. We are back for episode 5 of Family Reunion. Remember Grace Under Fire. And we have Anthony Alabi back with us today. We had so much fun with episode 4. We're like, you got to stay for episode 5. And here he is, and we're about to talk all about it. But before we get into it, let me introduce you to my other co-host. We have Shay Jones right here.
Hey, guys. So excited.
And we have Zakiya down there.
Hey, hey.
And we are ready to get into it. We are talking Amazing Grace. Jake sneaks out again. And we have a kitchen fire investigation. On top of that, we're going to play a game with some of our favorite sitcom theme songs, and we've got some news and gossip. But before we get into all of that, what did we think of this episode?
This episode is very interesting, especially because we had a kitchen fire, and then also, like, even when as kids get older, you want to figure out what you find is your true calling in life, but your parents are just like, this is not the vision I had for you. And that's kind of a, do you live your life or do you live the parents' life? If you live your life as what your parents wanted. Mm-hmm. So that's why I took away from it.
Anthony?
Oh, I love this one. Mm-hmm. This is one of my favorite ones. Just because I used to play with fire as a kid. So I set our bathroom on fire. So
oh, my gosh. Whoops.
I just wanted to see what color fire was. I actually loved how much they let me kind of play with the dramatic part of it. Mm-hmm. So this was nice. It was one of the first episodes I got to do that. So
yeah.
It was fun.
I love this episode because I'm an auntie and I'm the cool aunt. Mm-hmm. So I love Grace.
I'm a cool aunt.
Yeah, so I love Grace and I love Grace and Coco's newfound relationship. So I thought that was super cute and super cool.
Yes. I love this episode. I thought this episode was just a great lesson on listening. I feel like a lot of things could have been avoided if people just listened or weren't afraid to talk about something and have somebody listen. So
I really love this.
I wonder who we're talking about. But let's start it off. We have Auntie Grace. She came to visit. She was supposed to be visiting to do stuff with her seminary, but then it ended up coming out that she actually wasn't in seminary. And that she has a matchmaking service. Were you guys surprised by that?
I didn't think it was going to be matchmaking. I was surprised by her job title, but I actually think it fits her better as a character. And she's very, you know, mellow, but she's also like, I can have a good time too. Don't let it fool you. Mm-hmm. And I really appreciate that. Because that also shows that no matter how old you get, you do worry about what your parents think sometimes, especially about your life choices. Mm-hmm. Even though, because you're growing, you shouldn't. But, you know, that's the kid in all of us, no matter how old we get. Mm-hmm. And also to see how, you know, Madeir and Jeb act is just par for the course. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, they feel like they're let down. They're a little disappointed. That's the one thing you never want to do to your parents. You never want to disappoint them. So I think it was a really nice transitional period for Grace and like to learn more about her this episode.
Especially Grace being the favorite. Sorry, Mose.
Yeah.
Is she?
Well, I mean, she's daddy.
Yeah, she's daddy. Did you finish the episode? Is she? No.
What did you think?
Again, love the relationship that Grace and Coco developed. I feel like they got more connected to each other and they understood each other. Mm-hmm. And I felt like Madeir was trying to blame Coco for everything, but she's like, hold on, I live here. Now we're going to have to throw you under the bus, Grace, just for a little bit. I'm not going to tell everything until she tells everything, but for right now, we got to throw you under the bus.
Just, you know, I still gotta live here, girl. Right. I can't just take all the blame for you. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Sorry.
And it was great just finally seeing them, well, Coco and Grace just let their hair down, because I feel like we haven't really seen that yet from at least Coco, like, in a standpoint where she's actually being a woman out, I guess, a lady out, instead
not
of
just
like
the
always,
mom, exactly, or not just the wife.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
And it's funny because she ended up in this situation because Mose felt like she needed friends and didn't want her all in his face.
I'm retired. I just wanted some time alone.
You pushed her out.
I was like, oh, yeah. Go make a friend.
Yeah,
see you later.
He thinks that she's going off to some, do some women's missionary something and she's out turning up. Mm. What you think about that?
So for me, I loved it. And the thing I love about our relationship with Coco and Moses is just that we are both the same, mm-hmm, in that way. And I think that's rare. A lot of times on TV, yeah, they always want it to be like the mom thinks this and the dad thinks this and they're constantly clashing. And every now and then they come together. Mm-hmm. With us, it's kind of the opposite.
Yeah.
Like we're always together. Mm-hmm. And then every now and then we kind of clash. Mm-hmm. So I was when I read that, I really loved that she, when she got out and she wasn't a mom and she wasn't a wife and she was just Coco, mm-hmm, that she got to kind of do whatever she wanted and have fun with my sister. So I thought that was a lot of fun. I thought that was a great thing for her character, mm-hmm, to have. And I think it's something that'll feed the rest of the season.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you're actually jealous of them because you're like, why didn't you guys invite,
yeah,
me?
Getting home, it's like wine on their breath, just hanging out. And I was like, I'm sitting here watching all these TV reruns, Silk Stockings.
Well, but then you're like, you're mad because you sent her out. So now, yeah, that they have this, yeah, time, you wanted to be alone,
remember?
You did this.
Because you, like you said, you guys are best friends, but even best friends sometimes need their space.
Yeah, mm-hmm, yeah, and I think it wasn't all selfish where I wanted to be by myself. A lot of it was, this is my home, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Columbus, I know Columbus. Mm-hmm. I know people here. I grew up here.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of it was me kind of pushing her and being like, you need to get out and you need to find your friend group. You need to find, because if this, yeah, is going to be our home, mm-hmm, it can't be all just people I know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it has to be you finding your way, finding your footing, and finding your kind of like your group. And so I think a little bit of that, a lot of it was me wanting to be by myself. But a little bit was, you know, I wanted her to be happy here. I want her to be happy here. And I want her to find her friends and find her people.
Yes. Well, before we go on, Shay, you have a message for our viewers.
I do. Thank you guys so much for tuning in with us week after week. We so appreciated it. So what we need from you guys to keep continuing being the ESPN of EV Talk, we need you to, if you're on YouTube, thumbs up, leave a comment, your theories, what you love about the show. Because I was watching, reading some of you guys' other comments. They're just really funny. Also, if you're listening to this right now on iTunes, leave us a 5-star rating. Leave a review. Because we, seriously, this is something we really just love, all three of us. This is, and obviously him, because this is his job now.
I dig it.
He gets to act and he has...
They just made me come to work.
And he has us just, you know, explaining why we love this show. And we seriously, I think, have the best job. But we to continue, we also need you guys. So
yeah,
thank you guys so much.
Yes. Yes.
Let them keep having fun.
Yes. Don't take
click,
away.
Click, subscribe. Stop playing.
No.
Watching the videos. The red button just sitting there. Not subscribe. Click it.
I am crying.
That's how we should do all of our live reads from now. Watch the show.
What's the name of the show? What is wrong with you? Just click the button.
Oh, no. Your communication is off.
I know.
We need that voice, though. Just like, click.
Yeah. No, literally, we need just a sound bite. After you finish reading it, you just hear, click the button.
Just hit the radio button. Click that radio button.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm crying.
Okay. All right, guys. Bring it back. Bring it back. Woosah. Okay. So, Mose not only messed Amazing Grace's, you know, secret up by pushing Coco to go out with them, mm-hmm, he also messed things up for Jade, who snuck out of the house again to go see Drew at a cafe, but she had to leave because her mom was there.
Good.
And we didn't want to repeat of the pilot where, you know, mom starts dancing and embarrassing him. Mm-hmm. What did you guys think of that? Were we disappointed because she didn't get to stay, or was it funny, or what did we think?
No, she needs to get out of there. You gotta choose your battle sometimes. The battle is, I need to sneak back in my house, not be seen. Shaka's playing a game. Good, you ain't see me. Mm-hmm. Mose, you ain't okay, cool. I can hopefully get to my attic before I get caught today.
Oh, gosh.
You know where you live now. Sneaking out. That's just dumb. Just being dumb. That's
oh, my
it.
Gosh.
Madeira's there, I'm there. What are you doing?
Yeah. That's bold. You
it
just
is bold.
Sneaking out everybody's
just
home.
Sneaking out. There's 19 people that live in that house.
Yeah. She's no lie.
Were you sneaking out? I can't sneak to the bathroom. Go sneak out to pretty boys.
Oh my gosh. That's so funny.
She's only thinking about that boy. Like, yeah, she doesn't, yeah, care about the consequences,
no,
the repercussions.
I told you, teenagers messes all of it up.
Like, yeah.
No common
boys.
Sense.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Or the boy in this case.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I get grounded, I can't see that boy, so I got to get back to the house.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was funny. So when she went home, she came home to kind of some chaos because the kitchen ended up being on fire, and Madeir blamed Grace and Coco and all of their craziness because they God set the kitchen on fire because they was out gallivanting. What did y'all think of that?
That's such a Madeir thing to say. No, yeah. Like, yeah. Let's be real. Like, that's such a grandma thing to say. Because you did wrong, God punished my kitchen. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously that's not how it works, but comedy-wise and for the scene that it was perfect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think she's, you know, when she's mad, she just wanted to blame somebody. Because mm-hmm. she never wants to believe it. And I think Madeir's mindset immediately goes to, like, why would God do this? And it's like, he did this because you had wine. I knew it.
And some strawberry cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some strawberry cheese.
It was cherry.
Cherry cheese. Ooh,
but yeah, I think that's what it was. I think she was trying to find some kind of balance and some kind of grounding in that and be like, who can I blame? You. You did it. You know what I mean? And so, and she's already kind of like with Coco anyway, so it's easy to blame her.
What you think? I mean, I think it's so funny how it turned into an investigation and then you going off like, no. Someone needs to figure this out. You guys need to figure it out. And then the kids are like setting up like, okay, you did it or did you do it? Or and they just come up
straight
their
CSI.
Own, right, their own scenarios. I thought that was pretty hilarious.
Yeah. That's great.
What got me though is your tone of voice. And you're just like, it was very, I don't want to know what you think. I want to know what you know. I was like, oh, you
It really shocked me. I was like, oh, Mo. Yeah. Oh, he is putting his foot down. Like,
yeah, I know. When we first read that at the table read, and at the table read, everybody's there, kind of the network and everything. And, and when we first did that scene, I remember I did it, and I was like, okay, if I'm going to do this, like, I'm an actor. Like, this is what I do, so I'm going to go there. And even though it's a sitcom, and I went there, and I remember after I finished that last line, it was silent. And in my head, immediately was like, dang, I messed that up. And then everybody was like, whoa, and they loved it, and it was great. So it was great to have that support and to be able to have the kind of the leeway to do what you wanted with it, and they let me do it. So yeah, that's what happens when you drop in the pocket. It's kind of like, all right, here we go.
Like, look at Dad.
Yeah, I know, right?
His foot get down. Mad. Yeah.
And up until this point, you guys haven't seen that, right? I've always been fun playing, it's like, I'm a dad. Still a dad.
Yep. And I can't help but wonder if that's as a result of them being in Columbus, or is it just this particular situation really took Mo's there?
I think it's this situation, because I think it was the idea that we came here to get the kids under control, to kind of ground them a little bit, get them to the point where they're appreciating their family and they have values. And I think that for me was like, okay, we're doing all right. We're coming, we're going. And then this happens. And for me, it was like a step back. And it was a lot of like, why can't you guys get it through your heads? And just the frustration of as a parent wanting the best for your kid and wanting them to have that perspective and them kind of defying that by doing this dumb thing. And you're just like, and not only that, you just set Madeir's kitchen on fire. You know what I mean? And so I think that was the feeling with that, with the frustration of just like, I want the best for you guys and you're fighting me on this. And I'm just... go to your room.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Love it.
Yeah.
Beautiful explanation. But in all of that, it led to an investigation. A very well done, I think, investigation.
Awesome. Great job.
Seemed to join the FBI or some sort of CSI.
Yeah.
Because it led to them finding out who did it. But they had a bunch of different scenarios that could have happened. So who do you think did it before you found out who did it? Like, which one did you think was realistic?
And what was the favorite scenario? Because that's what I want to know. That's what,
yeah.
My favorite was Ami's.
Okay.
I just, because she's so innocent and cute. Like, think of it, like, the way they explained it. I would have been here for it if it happened, just because it would have been so unexpected. I was just waiting to be told who did it. I wasn't even trying to guess, I think, at that point. But when I found out who it was, I was just like, boy, put down that, oh, you need to listen.
I was thinking Jade.
Yeah,
it was realistic because she's so boy crazy. Mm-hmm. She even lost a sister. She's sneaking out the house. Same. And now she even set the kitchen on fire. Like, why isn't that believable?
Her head exploding.
Yeah, exactly.
Totally.
Same. I like the scenario with Jade.
I wasn't surprised, Shaka. Was the one that did it. Because Shaka's always up to some kind of mischief. So it made sense for me, but I enjoyed reading through all of the scenarios. Mozzie, it's low-key, but it was awesome because it was like some psychological stuff. Like, he puts it, he's just like, At that point, we didn't know what was happening later on, and mm-hmm. we were just like, oh my god, and then we finally got there, we're like, oh, that's why.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, no.
So fun to watch. I love the way they set that up. Mm-hmm. But really what I think came down to it and why I think Mo's character got so upset and why it led to this conclusion is just because they felt like they couldn't talk to you. Mm-hmm. They felt like they couldn't be honest about what really happened, and I feel like that really became a lesson on listening, even with Grace and her feeling like she couldn't come to her dad with, you know, what she was dealing with dropping out of seminary. What do you guys think about that? Do you think that's just an issue within the Black community, no. or is this family, or what do you think it is?
I think it's just an issue with family sometimes. Like, parents want their kids to listen to them. Sometimes they forget that it's also a two-way street. Like, we have to listen to each other. It can't just be, I listen to you and you don't hear me or my concerns and what I have to say. So I think that was, for me, the biggest lesson you most had to learn as well. Because if you shut somebody down, there's no honest communication. There is no communication.
No. It's interesting. My perspective changed once I had kids, personally. And I think what it is as kids are growing up, you're used to just telling them what to do. And you're used to kind of directing their lives and kind of making sure everything was going on. And then I think as they get older and they can think for themselves and they can talk and do things all on their own and draw their own conclusions, it's hard for us as parents to let that go. And you still want to be where they're babies, where you're like, no, you do what I tell you to do. And mm-hmm. they're like, no, but this is what I thought. And it's like, I don't care what you think. And it's like, that's not right. You can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because they are now human beings, fully grown human beings that can express themselves. And you need to allow that. And mm-hmm. I think that's kind of the lesson to take away from it. And it never stops. I mean, look at Gracie, and then you look at Madeir, it's like, or Grandpa, and they still don't listen. Mm-hmm. Because you just, as a parent, you just want, you're like, I know what's best for you. So just listen to what I'm telling you to do. You know what I mean?
Yes, definitely.
I think that adding the value, the importance of communication was so important. Because at the end of the day, he wanted them to communicate with them and talk to them and be able to have a conversation with them and not just be so afraid to just tell you what you want to hear right. mm-hmm. and then run away. So I felt like that scene was so important, and it was a turn in everything. So now we can come to Dad and say, hey, this is what's going on in school, or this is what's going on with my friends. So
yeah, and not be afraid to say that.
Exactly. Yeah. And not feel like you're going to be judged or in trouble.
Yep,
that's even right. if you may be in trouble.
Oh, you don't be in trouble, I'm glad you told me.
Especially Madeir, she came.
Yeah,
I just like Shaka, why would you turn your back to it though? That's what got me. You turn your back to the
He's a Seattle kid.
Yeah.
You don't know. In the South, you always just keep your eyes on the front.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm right.
Mm-hmm. He'll learn. He's going to be in Madea's house long enough to know.
Won't happen twice.
I bet you know now.
We have a few more minutes, but before we wrap up the show, I just want to know, what are y'all's favorite sitcom theme songs? You can sing it, and you can just give us the title. Anyone can go.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
In West Philadelphia.
It's the best song.
It's the best thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So hands down.
That's mine.
Yeah. I'm going to steal it.
I definitely think mine is Moesha. Just because I love the vibes of Moesha.
Mo to the.
E to the.
That's a good one. The Parkers. Hello.
Yes, of course. And the laugh at the end. That's what
you tell
her
90s kids.
Oh,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. Well, this has been so fun, Anthony. I'm so glad you decided to stick around.
Thanks for having
you
guys.
Have yeah. brought such good laughs and fun and light, and we couldn't think of anyone we want to talk about this show more with.
Thank you.
So thank you for coming. Yeah.
Anytime.
Okay, remember that you said that.
He's like, cool, into the mic. Okay, cool.
Say it again, sign the favor.
Write it down.
It is now on video, so you cannot say it wasn't you.
Dang it. Hold on, my lawyer.
Right, you talking to Asian. Oh my gosh. Well, remind everybody where they can find you on social.
Yes, you can find me on Instagram at Anthony Alabi Official and on Twitter at The Anthony Alabi, spelled A-L-A-B-I.
Nice. Zakiya, where can they find you?
You can find me at ZakiyaW_.
You guys can find me at Real Shay Jones on Twitter and Instagram.
And on Twitter and Instagram, you can find me at I Am Lexi Fierce. Once again, I'm Alexis Brown. These are my beautiful co-hosts. And thank you for tuning in. Buzz you later.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.